Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Here with a sports audio drive-thru is Kevin.
Yeah, I'd like to order up a combo number 9 here, Shippy, with fries. Ooh. Brett Favre goes on the Peter King podcast, tells a story about the fart machine. If you guys remember the old remote control fart machine, this is awesome.
I say this braggingly, had a fart machine and had 4 farts on it. So I had a fart machine with a remote control, Leland J. Rimmel. He was the PR director, longtime PR director for the Packers. Lee, how you doing today? I'm doing most certainly well. Great, Lee. What a weird dude. But I loved it. So we played the Chicago Bears on Monday Night Football, Halloween night. It was awful, awful weather. We're loading the first bus. I always sat with our strength coach. I sat down by him. Lee always came in. He set a couple of seats up from us. And Holmgren always sat in the very front right. Nobody ever said a word on the bus, which was perfect. No one needed to say a word. So Lee puts his bag under his seat. I slip that remote control module deal thing right on top of his bag. And I show Kent the remote control. He's trying his best not to laugh. And so we're going over to Soldier Field. The wind's howling. It's raining. And I hit that machine. And you hear, and you could literally hear a pin drop for a lot of reasons. The first and foremost was that Lee Rimmel's got the farts and he doesn't know it. So I hit fart number 2 and it's like. But Mike Holmgren was sitting in the front right and he's doing this. He was laughing so hard, but it was all he could. It was the funniest damn thing ever.
Oh, that's great.
Pretty great.
Really great.
That's a kind of dad humor, 1997 dad humor too. The fart machine.
And dude, right after you're really lucky if when it fires off the fart machine, it triggers the bass on the wall to turn and sing Take Me to the River.
I hit fart number 2 and it's like.
It's so great because I can't hear him talk anymore without thinking of him, that one interview where he had all the drops. The screens, the
short
accuracy.
Screens. Yeah. I like when he said down the field. he ran out of routes and said down the field.
But can he continue this? And I love hearing a guy go, yeah, I had a fart machine. It had 4 farts on it.
It's so great. He's 50 now. In that interview, he did talk about how he's starting to notice memory loss and things like that. Maybe that's everyone at 50, but he's had concussions and things like that. He was talking about that.
At least he can still remember the fart machine.
Oh, my God. Just don't forget that, and you're all good.
Yep.
Shippy, let's go. Let's get a combo number 1. I'd like to get a side of onion rings with this one. This
is like
from
that value size.
Yeah, I'm late to this, but this is Booger on Monday Night Football. They showed this basically mic'd up Richard Sherman montage thing, and at one point Richard Sherman says, "Get freaky with it" to D Ford. All right, well, and I didn't play it because you can't hear it very well. Well, here's Booger explaining to everyone on national TV what "get freaky with it" means.
Oh.
Let's break down with America what "get freaky with it" means. It means whatever play you're making, continue to make it at a high level, i.e., get freaky with it.
What? I don't know if that's the definition.
I don't think that's really the definition. Guys, what it means is syrup is involved. I don't understand.
Okay.
I don't understand.
I'm going to Urban Dictionary to find out.
Wait, can I hear that again so I can hear the nerdy way in which he thinks he's actually doing something?
Let's break down with America what "get freaky with it" means. It means whatever play you're making, continue to make it at a high level, i.e., get freaky with it.
Do you remember that song? I want to get freaky with you. So really, it's a, I want to do it at a high performance level with you and keep it going and doing it at a high level.
I was like, high level? What is he talking about?
Did
what
he think
high
that,
level?
Did he think that he was real worried that maybe they said something shocking on the air and he had to nerd out and cover it up.
It was very strange.
So someone needs to have the whole hit and run speech with him. Hey, if you really think it's bad, you're making it worse. But it's not bad.
From the windows to the wall, it means basically the square footage of a room.
If you do hashtag...
mesquite.
If you do hashtag Booger McFarland on Twitter, you will run into everyone just trashing him. It's not a worst good, broadcast.
It's not
it
a
was.
Good moment for him, really.
It's a good look for Witten, though.
Yeah. It's a good look for Witten.
Witten's shining right now.
So I didn't watch all of this, but I did browse through it. This was the HBO series. You know, they're doing the Hard Knocks take on college football.
Mm-hmm. And is this a different combo meal?
The program this week is 24/7. It's called 24/7. It's the Florida Gators. We talked yesterday about the Florida Gators. Dan Mullen, their head coach. Dak's old coach at Mississippi State.
Great Golden State Warrior.
Before we get into a little bit Dan Mullen, Shippy, I'm going to order up a combo number four here. Oh. They focused in on strength coach Nick Savage. Now, the strength coach, you can imagine a meathead, but he's constantly, I don't know if you guys.
The strength coach?
He's constantly in your face and yelling at you. So every time you hear him, know that he's about 2 feet away from a player, and know that it's also 7 a.m, okay? Here's Nick Savage, the Florida strength coach.
Let's go! 15! Hey, let's go train again! Hey, Clifford! How you doing? Ready to go train? Hi, Emery! How you doing?
Muscle is not gained quietly in Gainesville. Right. Not with Nick Savage. The team's director of strength and conditioning in charge at the gym.
Hey, locked in. Second workout a week. Make sure I have two minds ready to go. Freddie, touch them up. Break them down. That's right. I love developing young men, and they're only going to match what I put in front of them. So if I'm slow, I'm going to be tired. That's what they're gonna be. Hey, Chester, come on, man. Look a little excited. You're going to get pumped up. That tattoo's going to be 3D today, baby.
God, so he's he's Rex Kwando, right?
He looks like Bradley Cooper in Wedding Crashers. Uh-huh. You know, okay, he's all jacked up and he's like playing football and he's doing bicycle kicks. So you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of, Shippy, this will be combo platter in this drive-thru. It'll be combo platter number 6.
Oh, that one turned
into a fart
machine.
Do you guys remember the Saturday Night Live character that Will Ferrell did when he was a news reporter, but he had the talking loud disease?
No.
Okay. And so it's Will Ferrell's character called the Loud Talker, and that's what this guy reminded me of, the Loud Talker reporter.
Right.
I have an example of that for you.
Our relations with China have long been shaped by a tug of war between economic interests and political ideology.
Holy, your voice.
My voice?
You're shouting.
How dare you? I have a voice-related medical condition.
I'm very sorry.
I suffer from voice immodulation, Tina. I'm unable to control the pitch or volume of my voice. Numerous prominent Americans suffer from this debilitating disease, Tina, including the guy who played Raj on What's Happening and tennis great Pete Sampras.
Jacob, I've heard Pete Sampras speak, and he doesn't shout all the time.
Pete Sampras has low-grade voice modulation.
Guy that always talks like this. I'm like, no, I don't want to go lift weights anymore. I just want to quit football.
So, dude, I'm telling you, man, as I was listening to that, I pictured Rex Kwando in those American flag pants.
Yeah. I know, right?
Yeah. Totally, man.
A little bit.
And dude, if you're going to create a character that's in your face, weightlift guy, you're going to name that character Nick Savage.
There's another clip where he's in the morning and it's 7 a.m. and they're going to lift and he's got an air horn and he's out front just going, beep, 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 beep. You ready to go train? You ready to go train?
I'm in on Will Ferrell as Nick Savage. Yeah. I would watch that all day.
Now, guys, as you know, I spend a lot of time browsing every local newscast in the entire nation.
Oh, that's tedious.
To find the best news bloopers. And it's October 9th, but I found the greatest news bloopers from the month of September.
Okay.
We've got a couple of them here I wanted to throw at you guys. Sometimes you're just reading a teleprompter.
All the time.
The word you're trying to read, perhaps, or this news lady was trying to read, was prescribes. She was trying to read out prescribes. That'll be cut 7, Shippy.
He's used the clinic for the last 5 years. He said it is difficult for him to even walk without the opioids that his doctor prescribes.
Oh, no. Prescribes. And then lastly, guys, let's end it with a bang. So this lady is doing the weather, right?
Prescribers.
No.
And she's got a graphic on, and the graphic says it's 13 days until the autumn equinox. Okay. 13 days away from fall, but she's describing how warm it still is, and here's what happened.
And it's t-shirt weather today. Hot dog. Grab your t-shirts, maybe even a bathing suit today. So I know we are only 13 days away from the official fart. So what just came out of my mouth from the official start to fall this morning? 13 days away. I don't know what came. Ignore that. Just we're going to chug on through this. Okay.
Chug. What came out? Oh, listen.
She farted right when she said start.
So I was thinking a lot about Groundhog's Day. With Punxsutawney Phil.
Yeah.
From the official fart.
Think about the whole community gathering around to see when fall's going to start and the official fart signals. and then fall starts as soon as somebody's on a platform and they fart and everyone goes, yeah! And then fall begins.
Favre's in the corner hitting a fart machine button.
All right. Great job, Kevin.
Well done.
Coming up next, what is everybody going to do if the Cowboys lose to these a-holes on Sunday? Oh, my God. There's going to be panic. We'll explore.
I hit fart number two, and it's like.
Hold on, Brett. We'll explore it next.